This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez. Aaron, what age did you start playing baseball?
It was quite a while ago. I don't know what age it was when I started T-ball, but I'd say, you know, around 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. And then when you started playing, especially through high school, et cetera, how were you as a hitter?
I could swing the bat a little bit, but, you know, my career was on the mound. You know, I had a good arm, so there was a time where, you know, a fork in the road, and my career took me to the pitching side, so that's what I'm doing now.
Right now, it seems to me like you have lightning in your arm with how easy your velocity is, and also the hook, the curve that you have is one of the best curves that's in this organization and that's going around. At what point did you start to realize that what you had was something that not a lot of pitchers have?
I don't think I've grasped that yet. You know, it's my days. You know, my job is to go out there and compete and, you know, win a spot, you know, hopefully in Toronto one day. And that's, I think, everybody's mindset now here. But, you know, I've heard from a lot of people that I have good stuff, but it's so hard for me because I expect so much better from myself, you know. So when I see things, you know, I want to do so much better.
The cliche goes, take it one day at a time. Is that tough because you want to be as good as possible right now?
It is. You know, you sit here and you want to be the best at 19, and you have so many years to mature in this game and learn, you know, the strike zone, learn pitches, learning counts, learning, you know, what pitches to throw and what counts. You know, your body has to fill out. There's so many different aspects that, you know, you can get better at that. You know, you do have to take it one day at a time, one season at a time, and, you know, just work hard every day.
Is there something that you're currently working on, something that you're saying, all right, let me try to get this right next time I get out there to the mound?
Yeah, I've added some things in my 5-day routine that I've hit pretty hard. It's a lot to do with towel drills and, you know, staying in my delivery. Not so much staying in my delivery, but, you know, making sure I have that good tempo and things are flowing and it's not, you know, too slow. It's not too fast where I'm drifting. It's, you know, that happy medium where, you know, I get up, I find my balance point, and I get over the ball and everything's working. And I think that's been the best thing for me so far, you know, coming this early in the season, that, you know, I've been able to hammer that out now and hopefully keep doing it the rest of the season.
Something I've heard that's so key for a pitcher is repeating the delivery. What does that mean to you?
Consistency. I mean, that's the biggest thing in pitching is you need to repeat, you know, your delivery as many times as you can. And it's tough, you know, when you get stressed out, you're throwing 80-85 pitches a night, and, you know, you're trying to repeat that 85 times a night. So, you know, the more you can work on it in between your 5 days, I think it gives you that much more second nature feeling than, you know, getting tired.
Take me through those 5 days in between the times that you take the mound. What do you do the very next day after you pitch?
Next day, it's a 20-minute run with a heavy legs day. Throwing wise, it's about 100 feet. Day two is our side day, so it's stretched out, you know, about 200 feet, 250 feet. Go in long after you're done long tossing, you get to the mound, throw your bullpen, upper body day. Then the next day, it's about back to 100 feet throwing wise, light lower. Next day's 10 sprints and, you know, just getting ready for that fifth day again.
Now that you've put this in, are you feeling the difference?
Without a doubt, you know, I think my off-season trainings helped me tremendously up to this point. You know, I can definitely feel a difference in my body. There's, you know, I feel stronger. You know, we only go on 3 innings, so it's not, you know, it's not like there's that many innings, but I feel, you know, I'm stronger than I am in the third inning than before I go out there. So hopefully, you know, when we get stretched out here, we'll be able to see how things catch up.
You had the opportunity to go through a second offseason, a second winter, because you were drafted in 2010. You had the winter after you were drafted. How did that change from this past offseason?
This past offseason, I stayed in California. You know, I was trying to look for a house in Florida, so I stayed in California and I worked out at API. It's probably been one of the best things I could have done in my career. You know, I've gotten stronger in the areas I need to get stronger at. My balance is 20 times better than it's ever been. And that's the key in pitching for me. You know, I needed to get stronger and I needed to put on good weight in the right areas. And I think I accomplished that last year. And hopefully I can, you know, continue this for the rest of my career.
Now, something else pitchers working on, trying to master those pitches. You got the fastball down. How's the changeup coming?
If I talked about my changeup this time last year, I would have told you so much, you know, that it wasn't that good, it wasn't this. My change up has come along so much since the time I've been drafted to last year to now. You know, I wouldn't have the confidence to go 2-0 changeup to, you know, for a strike that I can throw for a strike, then, you know, a 2-1 changeup back in the count and blow a heater by like I did, you know, a couple starts ago. And that's one of the things that has been the deal breaker for me, because, you know, when hitters get up there, you can't, you know, sit on 95 or sit on 92 or whatever I'm throwing that night. That if they are, I have I'm able to throw, you know, I'm able to cut back and throw the changeup for a strike and for a swing and miss. So that's probably been the best pitch that's come far now for me.
What caused that difference? What has helped you come this far with it?
I think it's, you know, just having the confidence in it. I mean, the off season and in spring training, it was more about throwing it and getting that feel off your fingers. And now I think that I've gotten a good feel for my changeup, that, you know, having the confidence in it now is key for me too, because that's the best thing you can have on the mound.
What's the secret to your curveball?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there is really a secret. You know, people always ask me, "Hey, how do you hold your curveball? How do you hold your curveball?" For me, it's just it's executing fastball, and right at the end, it's breaking it off.
And the other thing that stands out about you, to my eyes, standing up there, is how quick your pickoff move is. How quick you are to first base.
Yeah, I think this year was the first time that I've actually ever picked somebody off at first, and it's actually been kind of nice, you know, because I think my label was, you know, slow to the plate, doesn't pick over much, and to start the year off like that, it gives me a boost too, because now I know, hey, I'm capable of holding the runners, I'm capable of, you know, adding that other part of the game into my repertoire, just like, you know, that's one of the things you need to do, you know, to get to the next level, and it's been nice, you know. That's one of the things I'm in my 5 days that I work on, you know, maybe day three or day four. It's just, you know, just the movement and trying to make a good throw to my partner, and I think that's helped.
Speaking with Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez, one thing that's very indicative of you, and one thing that we've noticed, is how fast your friendship is and how great your friendship is with Justin Nicolino. Marcus Walden has called you guys Sanchelino. Describe your friendship.
Oh, it's a good friendship. Going into the draft in 2010, we had the same agent, so we got picked up by the Toronto Blue Jays, and they said, "Hey, I'm going to give you this kid's number." And I talked to him for, you know, a couple. I signed before him, so I was out in Florida, and he was only an hour and a half away up in Orlando. And so we got, you know, I text him here and there. He came down. He saw the complex in Dunedin, and after that, we kind of been friends ever since there. It's been nice to have a brother in our organization, you know, to be close with.
I hear about so many different baseball players. In addition to baseball, they have talents in other areas. They're great fishermen or hunters or great drivers. What other talents do you have besides baseball?
Nah, I don't think I have any
That's
talents.
It.
That's it. You know, I like to go fishing. You know, I like to do that when we have some downtime in spring training. And, you know, I'm not much of a big golfer. I just kind of like to go out there and swing the stick, because we don't get to swing a bat here. But, you know, I don't.
Can you dance?
Nah. Nah.
It's baseball. It's getting out there to the mound and putting the ball in your hand.
Exactly. That's what we got to worry about. We ain't got to worry about being good at anything else.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have three brothers and a sister.
Where do you stand, oldest, youngest, etc.?
Baby.
You are?
Baby, yeah.
How proud are they of you?
I think they're tremendously proud of me. I think, you know, going through the high school stages is a little different, because, you know, we're always going on a vacation, but it was always for baseball, and it was never for, you know, a family vacation. It was always to go watch me play. And I think now that, I think then they didn't really realize it, but now they do. And if you go back now and look on it then, I think they would be, you know, they would be happy that we did what we did instead of, you know, going on family vacations.
Are they all back in California?
Yeah. All back in California.
Are they also tall and athletic?
My sister's athletic. She played basketball in junior college, and then she gave it up. She's actually graduating in a couple weeks now, so that'll be good for her. I'm proud of her on that. But nobody else in my family played sports. My brother is really smart. My oldest brother is really smart. My other brother is working now, so it's kind of where I'm the only pretty much athletic one.
When you talk to them, they ask you baseball questions, and you ask them questions about everything else.
No. You know, when we call each other, it's usually, you know, about life stuff. It's never about baseball. You know, we kind of keep that. If they ask about things, it's never long. It's, you know, pretty brief, and it's more about how you doing, how's school, how's life, how's work. You know, kind of the life stuff. But it's nice to have that good relationship with my brother and sisters.
Aaron, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Big Country 92.1.